that's when they put the always before roundup. That it took about 2 weeks to shoe the saddle horses, get them ready to go out.
Did they ever have stakes in your yard for you to play a game with those?
No, we didn't play horseshoes then, not until the country. I've seen them play after the country began to settle up. But Dad never was much he was always busy at something, to play at something like that. Now, he'd sing. He'd come in and sing with us. But to play a game, I never seen him play a game in my life. Mm. I never did.
He just played his games all day long. Uh-huh. Did they raise sheep out here at all?
No, we never had. Oh yes, now too. After the country settled up, George Brown out here had. I think one time maybe 1,000 head or so of sheep, but that was after the cattle were all gone. Mm-hmm.
And let's see, the male sheep is a
ram,
and the female is a
ewe.
Uh-huh. And they raise these things mostly for their meat, or?
No, I think the wolf, he did. I believe he shipped, now I wouldn't be sure about that, whether he shipped the sheep on, or whether he sheared them. I just don't remember.
And you mentioned you had some hogs. What were they? What was the male hog?
Boar, I think they, but in those days you just didn't mention a word like that.
Oh.
Or a bull either. Why, I tell you, we'd bit our tongue out before we'd have said it was a male hog.
I've been yes. Looking for that, and this is the first time I found it.
Yes, sir. Oh, I tell you right now why, I like you never got used to saying a bull.
Uh-huh.
Or
that's why I asked the question the way I did. Uh-huh. You had to be careful with the
answer. Well, my land, it was just the name of him, and just the same. Well, we never said stallion either.
Oh.
No, you just didn't. That is in mixed company.
That's right. Your dad came from North Carolina.
Yes, he did. Uh-huh. And those terms just weren't used for.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have one here that may embarrass you. I hope it doesn't. You mentioned a boar.
Uh-huh.
Now, were there X male hogs? And what were they called?
You mean after they were castrated?
Uh-huh.
Or, well, that's just shows. No. What is it? Barras.
Uh-huh.
All those barras. Uh-huh.
I always have trouble with that question. Uh-huh. I don't know just exactly how to ask it. Because,
well, it's just a part of the hog's anatomy.
That's right. And let's see, you said hog. Is it, are those these young ones or old ones?
Well, I think they usually. As Mother used to say, take care of the hogs when they're about 3 or 4 months old, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
We never were supposed to be around to watch anything like that that went on. And the same way with the horses. Now, they would castrate the horses when they were about 2-year-olds.
Uh-huh.
And that was strictly a man's business, and we just never any more thought about going to the corral at a time like that than we'd think of trying to raise a
fly. You weren't supposed to know about it?
No, we weren't supposed to know.
Of course you didn't.
No.
Or did
you? Well, I was a great big girl before I knew about anything like that.
Uh-huh.
Because there wasn't anybody around to tell it.
Yeah.
Nowadays, there just isn't anything secret anymore.
It's in school.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yes. Well, and there's nothing wrong with it either.
No, that's
now,
right.
Now, it's just a part of what goes on, and nothing bad or disgraceful about it. You know, there was just a whole lot of false modesty in my day.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
Just way too much of it, I think. Way too much of it.
Yeah, it's a strange thing, the way it is. The bathing suits, when they were so big and long,
I know it.
People were just as interested then as they are now.
Absolutely, just as much. There wasn't a bit of difference in the world. As I said a while ago, human nature hasn't changed from the time.